Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. One of the co-founders of the American Indian Movement, Dennis Banks, recently walked on in late October 2017. In addition to being an activist, Banks was an educator, lecturer, and author. He also appeared in a number of feature films. Banks was born on the Leech Lake Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota in 1932. When Banks was 5 years old, he was placed at Pipestone Indian Boarding School. At 17, Banks ran away from boarding school and later joined the Air Force. He was stationed in Japan. In 1968, Dennis Banks co-founded AIM to counter racism and police brutality, as well as protect the traditional ways of Indian people. Banks and other AIM members occupied Alcatraz Island, which they argued was American Indian property under an 1868 treaty. He organized a Trail of Broken Treaties caravan to Washington, D.C. that ended with an occupation of the Department of Interior's headquarters, but also an agreement from the government to review decades-old agreements. He protested in Custer, South Dakota, after an American Indian man was killed, but his murderer was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Banks was on the front lines of addressing American Indian poverty in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Anton Truer, a professor at Bemidji State University, said a lot of Banks's work was in community development rather than out-and-out protest. Banks, along with other AIM members, founded the Heart of the Earth Survival School in the Twin Cities. At the school, students learned Ojibwe and Lakota, and courses were centered on American Indian culture and preserving skills like hunting and fishing. Philip Deloria, a University of Michigan professor, noted that in 1972, Banks insistently brought the mascot issue into public discussion. Truer states that Banks's work prompted hundreds of sports teams to change their mascots from stereotypical American Indian symbols and likenesses. Dennis Banks' autobiography, Sacred Soul, was published in Japan and won the 1988 Nonfiction Book of the Year Award. Banks was 85 years old. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.